I mean, people are heartbroken. I think that's the word I would use. I mean, I think just one of those, look, celebrity, this happens and we just go, oh, no, that guy, no, yeah. Or that girl, lady, you know, we do that. But this has an extra layer of sadness for two reasons. One, because it looks like he was suffering from such depression and
sure.
such, you know, we knew about the addiction and we kind of knew this, but you don't know it goes to this point.
Right.
You know, I mean, if it's not been 100% confirmed that it was, you know, that he did this. But,
well, and you think you thought he was getting help, and that's what I think surprised a lot of people,
Yes, it's completely surprising. And then the second layer of it is just, you know, when a comic, there's something about a comedian who brings so much laughter and joy to us.
Right.
When you find out, like, oh, and then you know there's a darkness in this world of comedy
yes.
sometimes. But, you know, when it gets to that place, you're like, oh, man. I mean, it just had an extra sting to it. And I have a couple personal little stories.
Sure.
About him. First of all, he was friends. I didn't know him, but he was friends with many of my dear friends, and they loved him. They adored everyone in the comedy world, this world I know, loved him so much. And he was one of my first crushes, by the way.
Oh,
I had
hey.
A Mork and Mindy poster. I loved
him. Oh,
loved
there you go, yeah.
Crushes. So back when I was doing stand-up, a lot of big comics would stop by the Improv to do sets. You know, Seinfeld stopped by. He was never super nice to us. And shortly after Seinfeld, Robin Williams stopped by, and we were all doing our Robin impressions. This is what comics do. They sit at the bar, and they're idiots, right?
Right.
We're idiots.
Right.
And so we're like, oh, don't be afraid. We were all doing, like, the like, as soon
right.
as he walked in.
Yep.
And he loved, like, he came over, he laughed, he was joyous, he was kind, he was supportive of other comedians. He was just one of those guys. And then a couple years later, I was having lunch with another comedian friend of mine named Rick Overton, mm-hmm. who, if you don't know who he is, very, very, very funny.
Yeah.
And he was very good friends with Robin, and Robin called during lunch, and Rick put me on the phone. He's like, you want to talk to Robin? Puts me on the phone with him.
Wow.
And in that 30-second phone call, I got just so much warmth and genuine kindness. I never forgot it. Like, it's something I thought about a lot.
Amazing.
And just the people I know that knew him loved him so much for so many years. I mean, these are decades and he wasn't just a great comic. He was an excellent actor.
Yes.
I mean, he really was such a good dramatic actor. In fact, I think that was his strongest suit.
Yeah, that you know, and when that came out, when you finally got a chance to see him in Dead Poets Society, you know, Good Will Hunting, and all those movies. I mean, that's really he shined.
He totally shined, and you know, I didn't realize he had studied. I think I read he studied at Juilliard.
Juilliard, that's right.
Yeah,
he did. You're right.
I didn't even realize that. I just thought, well, what a great. I always think sometimes really good comics
yes.
make good actors. I've always thought that.
Right, right.
And he went beyond that. I mean,
oh.
he was phenomenal. So,
yeah.
So sad. I mean, it's sad. There's no other word. You know, he'll be missed, but hopefully, people remember the joy and the happiness that he brought a lot of us for many years.